1 Chronicles 26. For the divisions of the gatekeepers, there were of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, the son of Kore, the sons of Asaph. And Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jadiel the second, Zebediah the third, Jothniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Johanan the sixth, Eliehonai the seventh, and Obed-Edom had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sakkar the fourth, Nathaniel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, and Pelethi the eighth. God had indeed blessed him. Also to his son Shemaiah, sons were born who ruled over the house of their father, for they were mighty men of valor. The sons of Shemaiah were Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad, whose brothers Elihu and Semachiah were valiant men. And these were the sons of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their relatives were able men with strength for their service, 62 from Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and relatives, 18 valiant men. Also Hosa, one of the sons of Merari, had sons, Shimri the first. Although he was not the firstborn, his father made him first. Hilkiah the second, Tobaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all the sons and relatives of Hosa were 13. To these divisions of the gatekeepers, the chief men, were given duties like their relatives to minister in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots, the small and the great alike, according to their father's households for every gate. And the lot to the east fell to Shelemiah, and they cast lots for his son Zechariah, a counselor with insight, and his lot came out to the north. For Obed-Edom it fell to the south, and to his sons with the storehouse. For Shupim and Hosa it was to the west by the gate of Shalakath on the ascending highway, guard corresponded to guard. On the east there were six Levites, on the north four daily, on the south four daily, and at the storehouse two by two. At the Parbar on the west there were four at the highway, two at the Parbar. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers of the sons of Korah and the sons of Merari. And the Levites, their relatives, had charge of the treasures of the house of God and of the treasures of the dedicated gifts. The sons of Laden, the sons of Gershonites, belonged to Laden. Namely, the Jehielathites were the heads of the father's households, belonged to Laden, the Gershonite. The sons of Jeheli, Zetham, and Joel, his brother, had charge of the treasures of the house of the Lord. As for the Amorites, the Izorites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites, Shebuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was officer over the treasures. And his relatives of Eleazar were Rehabiah, his son, Jeshiah, his son, Joram, his son, Zikri, his son, and Shelemoth, his son. This Shelemoth and his relatives had charge of all the treasures of the dedicated gifts, which King David and the heads of the father's household, the commanders of fathers of thousands and hundreds, and commanders of the army had dedicated. They dedicated part of the spoil won in battles to repair the house of the Lord, and all that Samuel the seer had dedicated, and Saul the son of Kish, Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zeruiah, everyone who had dedicated anything, all of this was in the care of Shelemoth and his relatives. As for the Israelites, Chenaniah and his sons were assigned to outside duties for Israel as officers and judges. As for the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his relatives, 1,700 capable men had charge of the affairs of Israel west of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and the service of the king. As for the Hebronites, Jerijah the chief, these Hebronites were investigated according to their genealogies and fathers' households in the 40th year of David's reign, and men of outstanding capability were found among them at Jazer of Gilead. And his relatives, capable men, were 2,700 in number, heads of fathers' households, and King David made them overseers of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites, according concerning all the affairs of God and of the king. Amen. So as we talked about on Wednesday, David is basically laying out the groundwork for succession for his son Solomon, and so he's getting the temple in order. Now he's getting the house in order. Now he's getting the city in order, and all basically to prepare a smooth transition, a succession path for his son. So the first part is he has these gatekeepers. Now the gatekeepers were in King James language, they were called porters. And these gatekeepers, they had a couple different functions. One of their functions was keeping the gate. And so you'll notice that amongst these Levites, they were also mighty men. And these were part of David's valiant men, you know, hundreds that he had were warriors. And that just goes to the size of the doors. They were so heavy that it would take mighty men to open and close these doors. And these gates would play a huge role in terms of the protection of the city and these type of things. But the term gatekeeper, or better, the term porter, actually meant a burden bearer. And so it wasn't just someone who opened and closed the gate. The exact definition would be someone who carries a burden. And so they would be at the gates, and they would basically institute and carry out whatever the function of the chief priest was, whatever needed to take place during that time. So they weren't merely people that opened and closed gates. They weren't merely guards, even though some play that role. Their exact role, they were burden carriers. In fact, another term that was used later on, translated from this, is where we get the word janitor from. Janitor basically took care of menial tasks that helped the organization altogether. I know now it's not a very nice word or you know, kind of lofty position in our society, but it was this simple idea is that these guys did all the necessary dirty work that needed to take place. One of the gates that's mentioned here is actually the refuse gate, or now called the dung gate. And so they were all the junk that came out. They were in charge of that. That's probably where the term janitor came from, to be perfectly honest. And so think about that, these guys, they played such an important role. They basically did whatever was necessary. It wasn't, they were not just specifically doing one task or two tasks, but their heart was to do whatever was necessary. They carried whatever burden was necessary from their leaders, their chief priests or the temple workers or whatever the case may be. And I think that when we look at something like this, that's actually the best definition of a servant. I don't know if you've ever, maybe in work or in church or in ministry, and you ask someone to do something, and they said, well, that's not my job description. You know, or, well, I'm not supposed to be doing that kind of stuff. Well, it's like, well, that's not the point. It's either you're a servant or you're not. And I think it gets to the heart of the matter in this regard. A real servant, a gatekeeper, a porter that's listed out here. And notice there's a lot of these guys. So this is not a small number compared to the other posts and jobs. There's a lot of people. So it takes a lot of people who are willing to do the dirty work. And I think that's so important. The kingdom of God, the church, is basically built on people that are willing to do the dirty work. I think that's something that's so important, so significant, you know, for us in this way, and that's what these guys did. These gatekeepers, right? Just simply these burden bearers. And so, I mean, think about people that you serve with, or think about people that you work with. It's very clear who the gatekeepers are, and who the employees are. You guys understand the difference. Right, the gatekeepers, these guys, these porters, these burden bearers, they'll do whatever is asked of them. It has nothing to do with their own skill set or, you know, because, I mean, honestly, everyone can pick up trash. You know what I mean? Everyone can clean. Everyone can, well, not everyone, because, again, these doors were pretty big, but, you know, open and close things. But it's just simple. It's really the heart of service. And how important it is for David to make sure that his son has a mighty army of burden bearers, of simple servants that say, I just want to do the will of, obviously, God the Father, but also of their leaders. You know, and personally, I mean, as a leader, as a senior leader, I mean, I can testify that these are the best people that you want to be around. You know, people that will just simply do whatever is needed. Even sometimes not even asked to do, but to do whatever is needed. And I think when you're operating that, man, you're really operating primarily out of a servant's heart. It's not like you just have to be asked all the time to do things, but these were the gatekeepers. They also had in this context, just like all the other ones, they also cast lots for these roles. So there were rotations of these gatekeepers that came about, and it gives you a little idea of the prestige. It gives you a little idea of the honor that they had of operating in these modes or in these ways. There were also the treasures that people needed to watch over. And I should make a little note before we get into the treasure about the house of Obed-Edom. And Obed-Edom's house and his son's house were so, so blessed, primarily going back to the Samuel passage, because they kept the Ark of the Covenant. And so for a season of time, they were in charge of the Ark. And as a result, let me give you a application of this in this way, because they very skillfully and very reverently cared for the presence of God, blessing flowed. And I think that's something that we can very much easily apply to our lives here. When there's a reverence, when there's a deep heart for the presence of God, that we honor the presence, that we welcome the Holy Spirit, there's always blessing that flows from that. And you see that happening in the house of Obed-Edom. Primarily, just from the scriptures, we know because he basically took care of the ark. He took care of the presence. And so, now let's move forward. So the keepers of the treasures that were laid out there, these are like years and years of victories and spoils. You know, some went to the temple, some went to build the city, but most of it was in a treasury, and so they were honorable men to keep charge of that. And then there were also other families that dealt with outside duties, particularly if you remember the Reubenites, the Gadites, the sons of Gad, and also the half-tribe of Manasseh that were on the other side of the Jordan. And so these ones were dispatched outside of their kingdom, basically, to care for the issues of these other people that were laid out there, these other Jews that happened there. And so he's getting everything ready. Next week, we'll now get into the military, and we'll spend time. David will get his military in order. But it's interesting because going back to, you know, talking about that issue of order, notice that David's first priority is that place of worship. It's worship. It's the temple. It's the very tangible things of God before we get into kingdom stuff. And that gives you a little idea of David's heart in that way. Okay, so let's close our eyes. And I think a very, very simple illustration that we can, or application that we could bring in, is this idea of gatekeeping and of servants. Are you the kind of person that you only do what you're told to do? If you're asked to do something outside of your scope, like, well, that's not my job description. Well, like, you know, I'm not supposed to be doing that. You know, someone maybe just asks simply in your house church, hey, can you help, you know, organize the dinners? Well, you know, that's not really my job description. I just come. In that sense, as a servant, are you a burden bearer? Or are you one of those kinds of church members that just cast burdens on other people? Are you relieving burdens of your leaders? Or are you heaping burdens on your leaders? I know sometimes it's not as easy, it's not so black and white. But let the Holy Spirit speak to you. What kind of servant are you in that regard? David picked the best ones here. Simply to do the dirty work. To be the janitors in some way. Well, let's pray this morning.
Ever so. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.
Let's pray. Let's pray for a servant's heart. Let's pray that we would be burden bearers, not place burdens on our leaders. Let's pray that we would be the kind of servants that do all the dirty work, all the stuff behind the scenes to help your church or your company or your family, whatever it may be, the kind of people that David puts in charge over the house of the Lord. Well, let's pray. Let's serve this house by praying. Let's pray for our friends and family members, our church members that are going through cancer and going through therapies. Let's pray for God's healing word. Pray for our community that's battling through cancer, but also needs to meet with Jesus, or I should say battling through illness. Let's pray for physical healing. Let's pray for the word of salvation. Let's pray for our community dealing with non-cancer related illnesses, and let's pray for God's healing word. Let's pray for our community that's looking for work, and let's pray for God's open doors and His provision. Let's go to our mission focus and let's pray for Japan. Let's ask God to breathe His wind over this nation. Let's pray for Pastor Sophia. Pray for her ministry there. Continue to pray for her language skills to continue to grow. Let's also pray for Cambodia. Let's pray for Grace and pray for Oasis House, Pastor Jenny. Let's pray that our friends would minister powerfully there, that God would give them a lot of direction and guidance, and that God would just breathe His wind over the country of Cambodia. Let's lift up these countries and our friends. Let's pray over our missions council. Let's pray for our leaders and pray that we would just really operate in the wisdom of God and that we would lead our church wisely in our mission endeavors. Let's pray for our local outreach, the Agape, HOMI, SP Lights, Freedom Bridge, and Recreation. Let's pray for our leaders. Let's pray for our organizations that we partner with. Let's pray for our volunteers that really the presence of God and the joy of the Lord be our strength as we minister. Pray for SP Fam. Let's pray for Cadence as she leads. Pray for baby Sunghoi and baby Sam. There's a lot of transition happening real soon with a lot of these families. And so let's pray that they would be adopted by very godly families. And the Lord would just continue to allow them to grow strong in the Lord. And pray for also for other families to sign up and open their home and be hospitable. Let's pray for our gatherings tonight, IPE, SPU, the youth group, particularly the Youth Alpha that's going on. Let's ask for God's hand. There's also the parenting seminar starting tonight. Let's pray that all of our meetings would glorify God and would really meet the needs of our people and really draw them closer to the Lord. Let's pray for house church tonight, Elements, McCain, McDaddy, McRobinson, and Tavistock. Let's pray for Holy Spirit to lead and guide and that our volunteers, our hosts, our leaders would really lead well and our people would be drawn closer to the Lord and to one another. Let's pray for our upcoming events, our parenting seminar that's happening today, tomorrow morning and afternoon, two sessions. Let's also lift up Alpha Holy Spirit Weekend that's happening this weekend. Let's pray for really our people to really encounter the Holy Spirit in a powerful way. Let's also lift up our retreat. Let's lift up SP Beijing's retreat next weekend and our retreat 2 weeks after that. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to bring our communities together in the bond of love, and that we will really encounter the Lord. Let's lift up our events. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the reminder, God, of what it means to be a servant. Help us to be servants, God, that bear burdens, Lord, that we take loads off people, God, instead of putting them on people. God, help us to do all the dirty work, the things that are unseen, God, but are necessary, Lord, to the advancement of your kingdom, Lord. God, teach us, Lord. We just ask you to cover this weekend. There's a lot going on, Lord, and God, come and have your way with us, God. We love you so much, Lord. Watch over us, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time, and we'll see you this weekend at church.